Iran calls for the prosecution of Israel for war crimes it committed in the Gaza Strip through international tribunals. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, has also urged the international community to take concrete steps to rebuild Gaza, which has been razed to the ground in Israel's nearly 50 days of aggression. In a telephone conversation with Palestinian leaders in Gaza, the Iranian top diplomat congratulated the Palestinians on their, quote, victory over Israel. He expressed hope that the recent triumph of resistance could pave the way for broader achievements for the Palestinians, including the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. He says Iran is ready to send humanitarian aid to Gaza. For more insight on that story, we're joined by Professor Mohammad Marandi of University of Tehran, who's with us on the line from the Iranian capital. Professor Marandi, welcome to the program. Iran has also added to the calls for Israelis and Israeli officials to stand trial for the crimes they have committed against the Palestinians. Of course, that comes at the top of the demands of the removal of the blockade on Gaza, the halting of the violence, and also this is another pressing issue that not only Palestinians and people in Gaza want to see, but most people around the world want to see Israelis to pay for their crimes they've committed against the people of Gaza.
Yes, I think that that's almost a universal demand. But of course, since the United States and the Europeans support Israel and its and the atrocities that it commits, obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon. Even the notion of putting the Zionist regime's leaders and soldiers on trial for war crimes. But even more than that, it's the problem that really exists with rebuilding Gaza. Not only has the siege not been really fully lifted, but also how can one repair the damage that has been done to the children of Gaza, those who've been scarred for life, and those who've lost their parents and their brothers and sisters, those whose bodies have been deformed, who've lost their faces because of shrapnel wounds. These are things that will never be rebuilt, and it's a permanent, the damage for the most part is permanent. But hopefully the international community and the people of this region will come together to at least do what they can to rebuild the crushed lives of the people of Gaza.
Professor Marandi, we've been in this situation before. Turning back to Operation Cast Lead and the ensuing Goldstone Report, which called for Israelis to stand trial for the war crimes they committed against the people of Gaza. Is there anything different this time? And what has to change for that to happen, to get the Israelis to stand at the dock and at least not just be held accountable, but at least be censured on an international level for the crimes that they've committed against the Palestinians and for their blatant disregard of international law?
Well, structurally speaking, nothing has changed. Even the Goldstone report itself was quite a bit of a whitewash. It wasn't, it didn't do the Palestinian people justice. It was just somewhat different from the norm in which the United Nations turns a blind eye towards Israeli atrocities. Really, the only way forward is increased awareness. We've seen a huge change in public attitudes towards what goes on in Palestine, for example, in Latin America. So I think that a general awakening across the globe is occurring. In the past, with the Western media, the BBC, Fox News, CNN and so on, they had almost complete control over the narrative, but that is definitely breaking and falling and collapsing. And therefore, even attitudes in Europe and the United States have changed fundamentally. But that will obviously in the long run have a major effect. But again, as I said, structurally nothing has changed. The United States itself is, if one wants to look at things objectively, is just as much implicated. Obama himself has just as much blood on his hands as any other criminal that we have in this part of the world, such as the Netanyahu in Syria, in Iraq, in supporting Israel, and so on and so forth. But But of course, we have to deal with what we have. And I think that the most important thing is to create greater awareness so that in the midterm and long term, hopefully as the world changes and the balance of power changes in the world, we can have a more just and fair international order.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Madani, joining us on the line from Tehran.